Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 657 and today I'm going to talk a little bit about change. So over a conversation with my fiance while I was away over the weekend, just gone, we talked and highlighted and talked about how often it can change, and let's look at it from an example of health. It could be spending money, it could be anything, but change from changing one's physique, losing weight, gaining strength, or any of the such. People can fall into this, just this objective camp, just objective, reduce it down to just objectivity. And what I mean by that is going, it's the, here's the calories, these are the macros, this is your program, this is the volume you need to do. And if you're not doing it, those things, then there's an issue, there's something going on. But you're not committed, you're not motivated, it's really fucking simple. And simply trying to reduce the whole human down to this objectivity. Now, that's not to say that that component of objectivity, the data of knowing how many macros and what how many carbohydrates and timing of eating and calories burnt and all of that data that we have access to in today's world isn't beneficial, because it absolutely is. What's crucial is also making sure that we're looking at the whole human as not just as an object of information, but also as subjects in communication, subjects of interpretation. And so one of the key things here when looking at any form of change is that you cannot change what you cannot accept. And one of the changes here is that if we address someone being overweight with going, well, they're eating too much, it's worth asking, okay, so why are they eating too much? What is the food giving them? What are they getting out of the food? What's the benefit of that, right? And they go, well, it's comfort. And so explain that to me. And getting down to the detail of why, the intention behind, what is that eating giving them that they may not be getting from somewhere else, or they think they lack, so therefore they get it from this external source. Keep in mind, like psychologically, as a baby, when we couldn't look after ourselves and we would cry, the first thing we would get offered is something to eat, right? So in stressful times, there's patterns there of showing that we may eat because it's such a like ingrained component of the human experience. And there's more to that than simply two sentences, but it's something to consider. So when we have the opportunity to step back and look at the whole human, we can start to realize that there's actually positive benefits why some people overeat. For them, it's a solution. And we're going, no, that's the problem. And objectively just throwing data at it as if that's somehow going to reason with it. And so when we can learn the reasons why we may be overeating, when we can learn why and we can actually look at it and accept the utility of it, the usefulness of it, why is that, why am I doing that, why, what's the positive intention, what's the positive benefit of it, I know there's also negative things, but what's the positive ones? And when I can see that, and that's something that I do, not something that happens to me, something that I do, then I can accept it. Once I can accept it, I can start changing that, I can start becoming aware of that. And when I become aware of it, then that's when it changes, because I've accepted it. When I'm rejecting it, nothing, change doesn't happen. And that's so often what happens. People go, I fucking hate that. How do I change it? Well, you're not going to, because you're rejecting what you're hating, right? That's part of the problem. What positive intention is it? What benefit are you getting from it? Where has it been useful? Where did you first learn it? And then from there, we have the opportunity to start accepting the utility and the benefits. May not appear to be logic, but that's not what I'm looking at here. I'm not looking at logic. I'm looking at the deeper intentions of why someone does something. And when we get there, we can actually accept the whole thing. So I overeat because it makes me feel more comfortable about being alone, because I'm scared of being putting myself out there and speaking to people. And because of that, the fear and the pain of being rejected, is far easier to reject myself by eating too much and then being unattractive to the opposite sex or whatever the case might be. That could be one of the reasons why. So all of a sudden, what appears to be the problem is actually a solution to rejection. And here you are just telling them that they're not committed, when really they've got this issue with going out there and being rejected. So it's significantly easier to reject yourself before anyone else does, right? And so when we have the patience, the know-how, and the ability to get to a deeper reason, the subjective components, not just the objective components, but we can integrate all of it, we start to actually know and understand what the problem is, so then we can provide a solution to that problem. Otherwise, we're diagnosing the wrong, we're diagnosing a symptom, and we're just treating the symptom. That's what so many diets do. They simply go, oh, well, you're overeating. That's the problem. Here's your fucking thing. Oh, you're itchy. Here's your pill, right? Not looking at it's the stress and the lifestyle factors that are also contributing. And this is one of the key things of taking an integrative approach, of being able to have these conversations and work with people to be able to get to a depth and understanding of reasons why they would do something that on face value doesn't seem to be beneficial. We start to be able to see the whole problem, not just a single part of it. And we can address it there, and that's where change happens, because the person has accepted the whole thing. So you cannot change what you cannot accept. And you cannot accept something that you're not aware of. Awareness is the first step. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, then it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.